Now, friends, we're back at the 20th verse of the 9th chapter of Daniel. And Daniel says here, "While I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin." Now, I want you to notice that Daniel says, "my sin." Daniel confesses that he's a sinner. I wasn't quite sure right there whether I should say it very point blank or not, because you can't find anywhere in the Word any great sin that Daniel committed. And fact of the matter is, I've always made the statement that no one was ever saved by the keeping the Ten Commandments. I've repeated that a great deal even on this program, and suggested if anybody knew anybody in the Old Testament that was saved by keeping the Ten Commandments, to let me know it, because I hadn't found it. And many years ago, when I was a pastor in downtown Los Angeles, a very sharp UCLA student who attended the church, he came to me one night after the service, and he said, "Dr. McGee, you're always saying that nobody in the Old Testament was ever saved by keeping the Ten Commandments and didn't sin." He said, "I can mention one." And I said, "Who?" He said, "Daniel." Well, I said, very frankly, the fact of the matter is, you can't find where Daniel sinned, can you? What did he do? We don't have any record of it. But I told this young man, I said, "Unfortunately, Daniel recorded a prayer. And in that prayer, he tells us that he was confessing my sin." Imagine that. Now, I said, I don't know what it was, but Daniel knew, and God knew. Now, I said, if Daniel did not commit sin, and he said that he committed sin when he didn't commit sin, then he committed sin by saying he committed sin when he didn't commit sin. So I said, Daniel's a sinner any way you take him. So Daniel is a sinner. No one ever saved by keeping the Ten Commandments. This man is casting himself and his people upon the mercy of God. And he says here, "and confessing my sin and the sin of my people, Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God." And that would be Jerusalem. Now, we continue on here. He says, "Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation." And by the way, I probably ought to stop and say this, because I'm sure that some of you are still turning over in your mind, well, what sin did Daniel commit? Well, may I say that it's none of my business, and apparently none of your business, because it's not recorded. He's a sinner. He says that. And now he's praying about that holy mountain, which is Jerusalem and the kingdom of God that is to be there. You read that in Isaiah, the 2nd chapter, the first 2 verses. Now, the man Gabriel is an angel, and he evidently appeared in human form. And the time of his appearance here was at the hour of the evening sacrifice at Jerusalem. And this is Jerusalem standard time, which is approximately 3 o'clock in the afternoon.